Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Bravo's Top Chef on TV now, right here in Wisconsin.
I'm Kristen Kish, and this season, we're shaking things up.
We're in Wisconsin. So what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, going into Wisconsin, going to Milwaukee, there's going to be cheese, there's going to be bratwurst.
I need dairy.
And beer.
And a lot of beer.
Episode 11 aired Wednesday night, featuring more competition from our local chef, Dan Jacobs of Dan Dan fame, and more great scenes from Milwaukee and Wisconsin on display for fans of the show across the country. WTMJ's Sandy Max has been following the show from the get-go with us for today's Top Chef Takeaway.
It's been fun, and last night was a very artful episode, so right up my alley.
I wanted to ask you first about, yeah. You were just telling Eric and me that you ran into this couple who's relatively new to Milwaukee. They were at the watch party that you attended yesterday.
Yeah.
And had recently eaten at Dan Dan.
Yes. At Zocalo Tavern on 6th Street, the food park there, they have a weekly party with On Milwaukee, so it's fun to watch it as a group.
Yeah, right.
So I've met different people throughout the time, and it gets kind of full, so nice couple was like, oh, can I sit in your booth? So they were very nice, let me sit with them, and then during one of the commercial breaks, one of the guys says, are you a reporter? Because I have my handy dandy little notebook. Not many people are there watching and taking
notes. Yeah, with the press
and a thing that said press, right? Yeah. A giant microphone.
Scoop is what they call me. But so we started a conversation, and turns out Mike and Emily moved to Milwaukee about a year ago from Chicago and have enjoyed the city and the restaurants, and they were very excited to eat at Dan Dan last week because they've been watching Top Chef at home every week, and they thought, we hear about this party, let's come watch it, and it's much more fun with the group.
This is why I'm excited about this, and I've said this, you know, I was not a fan of this particular show, but I'm a huge fan of it being here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, because this is exactly the kind of thing that we hope this will bring, attraction, get people to go out, spend money, enjoy themselves,
check out
come
new
here,
places.
Right? Yeah. Try new places.
Come here and visit.
Because Dan Dan, since it's been open for like 8 years, has had an excellent reputation all along. So for this couple to go, it's a new discovery to them. So yeah, so it was fun, and they're already planning. Well, they're like, we'll see you next week. It's like, okay, because now it's getting more exciting. There are only 14 episodes. I started to say only 14, but you know, we're closing in on the finals. And spoiler alert, Chef Dan is still in it.
Yay. Nice. Yay. All right. Okay. Good. So
we're excited for him. Why not?
He could win. And like, how big of a deal is that for him? That's, or has he already reached like the big deal? Like, he got, look, if you're, what are we, 11 episodes in, you get to 12. Okay.
I think that the culinary, well, I think the culinary world, I mean, this is an accomplishment, and it opens even more doors for him to be back on Top Chef and get even more exposure for not just his restaurants, but also for his future collaborations and creative efforts. And it's great to be in the spotlight, and it's great to be representing again. You see all these chefs from Chicago, Houston, New York, Austin. It's like we're on that culinary map.
Nice.
As Chef Dan Jacobs from Milwaukee.
So where were they last night? And he,
excuse me, I get emotional thinking.
He's all choked up over here.
This is mouthwatering.
What were they showing off last night? Anything good? Any locations?
Last night, there were no real locations. They spent a whole lot of time in the kitchen, but you still got beautiful drone shots. We see the Hone Bridge. We saw the 6th Street Viaduct. The city still looks beautiful. Those skyline shots with the Milwaukee Art Museum. So they're still showcasing it. And of course, we had to go back to run through Whole Foods on East Side. That's pretty much a tradition. And it looks like we'll see Harbor House next week.
Ooh.
For the fancy. Yeah, I was like, more
great
pinkies
spot,
up.
Right on the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the old Pieces of Eight, right?
You were really impressed with one of the competitions. And I guess the chefs had to prepare not just the table, but literally the table was.
That's it. That's like, your plate. which is a trend at some high-end restaurants in Chicago and in Spain.
So you don't get a plate?
Right. They serve the meal right there on a table. Mm. And there were several meals that we saw last night that the judges were eating with no utensils either. So think of it this way. You're swashing, you're smearing, you're painting on sauces in a creative way, just like you get chocolate drizzled on a plate. Now imagine it's drizzled all over a table, and then you've got finger foods that go with it.
You don't like that idea?
Or chopsticks. Really?
I mean, I'll go fondue, but that's about it.
Right? It's not like this is McDonald's. I mean, these tables get cleaned.
Right. Mm-hmm. Think of it as a white canvas. And that was what a lot of these chefs were, because it really was interesting that food is art in a lot of ways. It's creativity, and think about the presentation. I mean, you see people with tweezers putting things perfectly so the chives are sprinkled in the right way. This is just that exponentially. So all six chefs put out these beautiful, well, not all six. There are some clunkers in there. But for example, there were artists who were brought to mind. Basquiat was mentioned. Chef Dan Jacobs was very inspired by Jackson Pollock, who's very known for his splatter style. And when you saw the overhead shot of his table, it's these different colorful sauces. And he used beet tartare, not beef tartare, but smoked beets to make them a really colorful, vibrant purple. So it really is appealing in that presentation, in that artful presentation. Hey, even Bob Ross was mentioned. So you know it was a painter's delight last night. Happy little clouds.
Got a question for you on the text line earlier. They said if Sandy comes in, they wanted to know this. Next week's episode number 12 of The Expected 14 is entitled Goodbye Wisconsin. Does that mean the final two were shot back in some sort of TV studio where they selected the winner?
That I don't know. Because the Wisconsin, you didn't get a lot of glamour shots in the preview. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I recognized Harbor House. So how would Goodbye Wisconsin? I don't like the title of that.
I don't much care for that.
Maybe
I don't,
Dan gets the booze.
That's the only thing I can think. Yeah, it's like, no, they wouldn't put the spoiler right in the title. Interesting.
Or
I don't know.
Yes.
We've got afternoon baseball on the air today, which means you will have a full show tonight. Yes?
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more. And Dan may have created a new bread item, the Puffin. Which is a pita toasted to make it like an English muffin inside.
Sounds like a
thing. So that could be his next business venture.
More of that tonight on What's on Tap with Sandy Max. Thanks, Sandy.
Sandy Scoops Max.
Yeah. Nice job, Scoops.
I think it's actually huge. I think it's going to change the way our chef testants play the game.
When I say